Stardom 101.
It's the Stardom 101 magazine podcast.
Shining light on today's tastemakers
and innovators.
Keeping it with your host, Christopher Boykin.
It's the Stardom 101 magazine podcast.
Stardom 101 Magazine Podcast, thank you guys for tuning into us weekly. We appreciate you guys all over the globe, different countries tapping and listening and loving the podcast, engaging with the audience from different backgrounds, different ethnicities, and different cultures. And that's what we're trying to do at Stardom, is feature the people. And today we are going to England, we're going into Jamaica, we're going to Bronx, New York. This gentleman is an international entertainer. He is a living legend, guys. I'm telling you, he's got a significant place in history. He goes by the name of Shinehead. How you doing, my friend?
Fantabulaciously and splendiferously. And yourselves?
Yeah, we living. My goodness, it's a beautiful day to be alive, my friend. And let's start with, literally, man, I just saluting your amazing journey. Over 40 years in the industry, my goodness.
42, and I feel rich, and I'm 60. I feel rich because all vital organs are in mint condition. No bald head, no pot belly, no prostate problems, no walker, no bones hurting, no joints hurting. I'm 20.
Wow. What is the secret? I got to ask you, what is the secret?
The secret is exercising from when you're young. That's an investment in your teenage years. You exercise, and then even if you back off in the later years, that investment's right there in your DNA, in your bone marrow. Simple exercise. It's for free too. You know, you ain't got to pay for exercise.
Do you have any favorite exercise you do, or do you do cardio?
No, not really. Every once in a while, just bug out on some extreme burning thing like pull-ups while cycling your legs in a, cyclical motion, like bicycle riding.
Yeah.
And pulling up at the same time.
Wow.
That means you're working your stomachs, your buttocks, your thighs, and your biceps. Prison shit.
Wow. Now, what about food? I know, do you eat a certain way? You eat healthy, lean?
No,
for the most part?
I don't go out of the way. It's vegetables.
Okay.
Your yam banana, and it's vegetables. It's salad. It's soups. It's regular, no pork.
No pork.
Fish, just regular like anybody else. No junk food. We don't do the Cheeto. We don't do the plastic snacks in the back. We don't do them.
Wow. So we eliminate all that extra stuff.
Yeah. And since 1990, I haven't drunk soda.
What? Plenty of water, right? Plenty of water.
Water, yeah. No more soda.
No more soda.
Since 1990, yeah.
My
simple.
Goodness. Just like that.
Yep. And I used to be a bike messenger in New York. So, yeah, I still got the fits with it. That's the bike you see on the back of the Rough and Rugged album. Yeah, I still got it. Yeah.
You still
that's
got it too.
Yeah, yeah. Double R sitting on chrome, like literally, yeah, since 1980. Yeah. I got jokes.
That's what's up.
I got jokes.
That's what's up, man. What still continues to be the motivational factor as far as the music? What drives you, inspire you after all these years?
When simple ideas come to your head, like they do every now and then, and the creative reservoir just keeps offering you stuff while it bubbles up. And okay, you graciously and gratefully receive it and go put it out. Because I used to think it's going to dry up. That's what they call writer's block, creativity block. Nah.
Yeah.
When you don't get afraid of making something, or you're searching for something, or you make something and you fuck up, don't be afraid to fuck up, and don't be scared that no more flow is gonna come. It's going to come.
It's gonna come.
Maybe in your sleep, or maybe you heard something, or you and someone had a conversation, but it'll come from anywhere out of the universe. And just when I think, all right, ain't no more left. Damn. Bam.
Bam.
Right idea. Like a few times in my life, I have literally hit my head and got a good idea. Word.
Wow. That's crazy.
When I hear other artists, when I hear other beats, they inspire me. You got to hear something that amps you. Mm. So I listen to what amps me up, whether it's hip hop, whether it's break beats in hip hop, whether it's the old Studio One Treasure Isle going down in the obscure no name on the 45, whatever's going to amp me, woo, I'm listening to that. Like when I used to live in the Bronx, yeah, I would listen to one beat from the Bronx to South Beach. That's 1,300 miles, man. Come on. Don't nobody want to drive with me, bro?
That's what's up.
Real. Chris, right? You're Chris, right?
Yeah, I'm Chris. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't nobody want to drive with me, Chris.
No?
Don't want to drive with. Nah, son. Nah.
Do you think you get the proper recognition? That's a perfect segue. You said hip hop, right? So you do reggae, dancehall, hip hop. Your roots and your sound and your technique is different. You literally have all of that in one. Did you see that from somebody before you? That kind of, because like to me, like you say, you're a pioneer of that technique, that style.
That style.
Because I'm an 80s baby, right? So, and I'm from New York myself. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And I love Jamaican music. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I did my research. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't hear that back in the day until like you around that time. So
yeah. Well, I may have gotten a couple of interviews fucked up and the memory failed, but not today. See, because let the jewels and the mathematics be dropped.
Yes, sir. Please.
See. Okay. I go into my rap thing. Then I go into my singing thing, right?
Mm.
Right? And we do this on the reggae rhythms, and we could do this on the hip-hop beats too, right? Mm. Effortlessly, right?
Mm.
But yes, I'm not the first. But I'm not the first.
But you're not the first. Okay, go ahead.
But I'm not the first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to remember the other day and scroll back in the memory neurons where I saw that.
Ah, I see.
Where I saw that. Now, let's go back to the Matrix of Harlem World about 81 or something like that, between 81 and 83. And you're in an MC competition, solo category, group category. There's Furious Five there. There's AJ Mario Theodore is there. There's Force. There's Treacherous Three.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I said, Theodore is there and Force MCs.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I said Force MCs.
Force MCs.
That's when you're supposed to go.
I missed the cue, my bad.
Right. You see, because these brothers started singing a little bit in their routine, in their group competition.
Okay.
And then flipped into some rap shit that was so fly.
Mm, okay.
And then flipped right back into singing. Right?
Okay.
Now, mind you, I saw them do that. Mm. But I came there to do exactly that also.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And bucked up on Kindred Spirit because I don't remember their routines, which were so melodical and rhymes were so tight.
Okay.
But if you're from the 80s, I took a Ramblin' Soda commercial and said, let me tell you, just in case you've never heard before. Rocking on to the break of dawn, I'm something more. Gonna give you more excitement than you bargained for. EC, I am something more. I'ma get a forward.
Wow.
Get a forward in a hip-hop jam. No Jamaicans in that shit.
Sheesh.
Seen? Now, Force MCs changed their name to Force MDs.
Okay.
You see, Grasshopper. So they are not to be fucked with. They are dangerous. They came in and did that shit. I came in and did that shit. We saw each other do that shit. Nobody else did that shit, Chris.
Wow.
Nobody crazy. Else. It was too futuristic. A group over there did it. And then this little solo cat from nowhere did it.
Sheesh.
And then after that, I went to Shaolin to visit them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, for real? Wow. How was that?
That was like, felt like a little you going home and shit because they do what you are one.
Yeah.
There is no superpower you have that they don't. That they don't.
Seeing when you talking admiring those brothers,
okay,
motherfucker, bomber clad, superheroes, yeah. Black superheroes. Word, not playing with it. I'm not playing with it. I'm giving my respect and flowers to those before I goes. You heard?
Yes, sir. Wow. That's amazing.
Me and Force MDs bucked up, and we were the only ones finessing like that, Chris.
Jeez. Now, let's talk about that's interesting, right? So fast forward to now. Do you see that in any specific artists? Because that's a different kind of talent, a different kind of level, a different kind of style. Do any artists or reggae artists or R&B, I mean, you can go any genre. Do you see that in anybody right now?
Yeah, they picked it up.
They picked it up, huh?
Yeah. Bugle could do it. Busy could do it.
Okay. Okay.
Screechy Don is top master because he's from my class.
Okay.
So we're not leaving out no Screechy Don at no time.
Yep.
In Toronto, you got a kid that took himself off the scene, and he was lethal when I just began.
Wow.
When I just began, there's two of them up there in Toronto in the T-Dot. One is Bigger Boss, and the other one is Kid Foreigner. Not to be played with.
Whoa.
Not to be played with.
Wow.
They're not ordinary men. Mm. Yeah, I hear it in Coffee. I hear it in Bugle. I hear it in Busy. I hear it in Shenseea.
Wow.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. I hear it in Drake. I hear it in Drake a little bit.
A little bit? You got a little bit in him?
A little bit. Yeah, Cardinal is the Jamaican Jay-Z. Yeah.
That is amazing, man. Wow. That is so dope. I was looking at it. I was like, wait a minute. We got to give him a little history here. We can't even speed it up to now. I mean, it's so many gems we could talk about.
Yeah. And if you go back, it's not just them. You got a cat that started with a little after I started. And like, I wish I knew him when I started, but like, man. It's just some mystical shit. His name is Ray Darwin.
Wow. Okay.
Ray Darwin. He sings a song called A Message of Love Again on a Studio One rhythm. Badass artist and a wise man, too.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I had my lessons at PS-167. We went to see Grandmaster Flash Furious 5.
My goodness.
Let me tell you about Flash.
Go ahead.
Flash is the first DJ... B-boy hardcore gangster DJ, August 1979. We in the Sparkle on Mount Eden and Jerome.
Woo.
And in the hardest blood clot B-boy, B-girl jam, Flash uh-huh. drops Always and Forever. Everybody caught like head, like deer in the head, like bow. Fucked up your whole gangster. You ain't hard no more.
You ain't hard no more. Not after that. Not after that.
And just psychologically, Jedi style, just chill shit out. You know? I saw that. I was in the park July 4th. Me and my cousins down at Roberto Clemente Cedar Park.
Whoa.
Shootout point blank. Nobody hitting nobody. Niggas is running up the tree vertically. I can't understand it. Defying gravity. Yeah, Chris. Yeah. It's like
Whoa.
That.
Whoa, you talk about history. We got some history.
Yeah, it's a new, I call it Facts and Snaps. Facts and Snaps. I bring it. Facts and
Snaps. Yes, sir. Now, you recently dropped your first music video, my friend, in 20 years, man. Never had a dream come true. What is the significance of that specific song after 20 years? What does that mean to you?
Because I look at a few things accomplished and a few things to be accomplished, and then some immediate current stuff happened, and it's right in my face, and I can't deny it.
Mm.
You know, a simple thing like a decent, long-term, stable relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my DJ Butterfly Papalo, Miss Diana Camacho, to start with.
Mm-hmm.
We built Kingston 12 Hi-Fi.
Mm.
When I thought I was just going to literally starve to death, I get a phone call out of nowhere, jumpstart me again about 7-8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Then I get another even fatter phone call that I never expected, a phone call from Jamrock. And then we've been on Jamrock ever since. Now, there's a dream come true if you never saw one.
Yes, sir.
A couple of Europe trips, a couple of UK trips. But then the greatest dream is
this Father's Day weekend, we taking the toys to Oroville, California for a festival because the promoter requested the sound system that we built. We ain't go to Guitar Center and get these boxes. We got the wood and the speakers, and I got down busy like Jawais and Jesus Christ the Carpenter and built four double A-teens looking like Jack Ruby from Ocho Rios back in the days. Yeah.
Jesus! And that's downtown LA, right?
Yeah, they gold. They gold, Chris, with Star of David on the front looking the real root style, brother. Oh, yeah. But we play some hip-hop, though. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, my. Now, what's the process when you're building that stuff like that, custom? Because it's custom. Everything is by the hand, and that's the, yeah. What's the process of that? That's intricate.
Well, I had firsthand training when I had an uncle named Uncle Isaiah, Uncle Zai, back in St. Thomas, Jamaica, up in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't nobody really, if he came to America, Castro convertibles would snatch him up because he's so ill with the carpentry.
Whoa.
Zine, like this. Now, if my uncle saw what I built, he would probably try to hit me with something because I made so many wrong cuts, bro. You know what I mean? He probably want to hit me with something. Word. But it's functional and it works and it look ragamuffin and look root style and whatnot. And it's ikes. And it's, but you have to get in carpenter mode. And okay. You got to get that tape measure. And you have to pre-envision everything first. And then you got to get that marker or that pencil and that ruler. And you got to... You got to get to measuring out, protractor and all that.
Yeah,
it's back,
yeah.
It's back to college. It's back to math class.
That mathematics.
Yeah. It's back to that. What you learned and probably skip school, it's back to that. Corny shit. That's what I use. That's what I use to build the boxes. That's what I use to build the rhymes. That shit. It's right there. Yeah. Mm. So, you know, it's as simple as that. You got to get in freaking carpenter mode like back in the days and just transform. I'm not an artist no more. I'm a carpenter now. This is done. Okay, I'm not a carpenter no more. I'm an artist again.
Yeah, I see. Wow.
Yeah, man. Flip so quick. Flip. So I'm so schizo.
Your recent music release, Makings of You. Tell me about that song, what that song is about.
Well, first of all, The dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
Them things is sitting down when I'm by myself bugging out and like you start envisioning and shit. And it's like when you start going there, you got to be careful. Like some actors will tell you, because if you stay in certain characters too long, you might not be able to come back.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So shit get kooky and emotionally, spiritually taxing and psychologically taxing. There's a chance of that. And you wonder why they say, oh, this is crazy. You don't got to take drugs to go there.
Damn. Trust me. Damn. That's trust a different me. Kind so, of level there. Okay.
Yeah. So when I did Never Had a Dream Come True, I was envisioning chilling down, sitting down with Stevie Wonder, Frankie Paul, and Michael Jackson. Now, what would they do with this joint? Okay. This is what I think they do with this joint. And the first few times I tried the shit, it brought me to tears. So I had to leave it alone for a couple of days. That's what I'm telling you about that kooky shit.
Yeah, I see.
That you can't talk to everyone about.
Yeah, and it's levels to the shit. Yeah,
you will straight jack it up.
Mm.
Yeah, wow. So after a few days, then I came back and it was okay. And I went through it, enjoyed it. And then there was no electromagnetic fuckery going on because things were stopping me from singing it. Because I guess the energy was too great at the time when the idea bust in my head. Makings of You now. Always had my eye on it, on the rhythm in particular. And I'm a Pat Kelly fan, an Impressions fan, a Slim Smith fan, a Junior Mervin fan.
Whoa.
And as young as he is, a D'Angelo fan. Because wow. D'Angelo did what the rest of them did before him.
Okay.
So when you put all of that together, you know, you put all that spiritual energy right there through the annals of time and then put your Shinehead signature on it on a rhythm that it matches because you thought about it already. And I already sang it in my head on the rhythm and like worked it out. I'm like, okay, this is going to go. So therefore, and a little sugar, Stardom 101, featuring Chris.
boy king.
You're a bad man. You a bad man.
Give thanks, I give thanks. I need a drink right now. Make this get better. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Now you said you were doing the Jam Rock, the reggae cruise. You got some stuff going on. Do you do any whatever shows you got this summer? Are you getting back on a tour on the road? A couple of spots there and there, a couple of shows here and there, keeping busy with the music and from a live perspective?
Yeah, I didn't want to do no interviews because this Father's Day weekend, we rolling out the sound system, like I said.
Yeah, like right? You said. Yeah,
and this is our first big, real grown-up adult gig with crowd for your ass.
Woo.
So we got to show out real robot up style, real hip hop style, real salsa, merengue, cumbia style, whatever they want. We got it. So it's real now.
Yeah.
And I'm not so anxious to hit the stage with a live band because negotiations always go wrong. So I'm cool with blasting off on my 4 double 18s and being paid decently for it. And it's all good. And what you would have got with the band, I'm going to give you right here. Considering I made this shit, I'm going to give you it all right here. So go tell a friend and come hire us again.
Yes, sir.
So this big one on the weekend is our first real big, big one. And that, Chris, is a dream come true. Because the promoter that called us, he's not from here.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I met him in Ocho Rios in 1986, early one morning, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And never seen him again after that, okay?
Damn.
So that's a natural mystic for your ass, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And he is the friend of my ex-manager who got me my deal on Elektra, Claude Evans, African Love.
Wow.
So it's deep.
Yeah. The roots is deep.
Yeah, it's deep when you waking up meeting a bunch of Rosses one morning. I just left after that, Black, because shit was too gangster. I'm going to leave it at that.
Let's talk about Chain Gang and the significance of that. I don't think people understand. Like, you really broke down and introduced, and people could view it for the same time on your MTV Raps to the mainstream media, mainstream America, man. That your connection there, like it's out of a million things that you accomplished. But that to me is like, yo, you literally opened the doors or opened some people's eyelids. So like, yo, I didn't know. I know some people was viewing that shit like, what the hell?
I was learning New York. So that's how that happened. Mm. And I took the bicycle on the train from like 205th in the Bronx to like the last stop down on 10th Street at Church Avenue, like that.
Yeah.
Rolling like that. And it was so cool and such a learning experience. It is Shelly Thunder who took me on a train from the Bronx all the way to New Lots, where I met the Leo Tone family down in New Lots in Brooklyn. Yeah. Yes, adventurous like that when we were young. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's crazy how that lined up. Wow.
See, you don't need no Disneyland. You don't need no... You don't need no play park. Fuck, I was on the subway. That shit was the bomb. I met my first Jamaican on the subway. Nazi Garfield. Don't play.
Wow.
I said I met my first Jamaican, Nazi Garfield. He was rocking the $600 beaver hat. Man, listen.
Sheesh.
It was magical. You hear me? It was magical. I relived that shit, and that's why I stay young at 60 years old. Yeah,
man, that energy is beautiful, man. And you also do that DJ shit too, man. That's crazy.
Which DJ shit? Which DJ
you,
shit?
Yeah, like you do DJ. You DJ from time to time too. Like you have a past, but you would actually DJ and you rap, you sing. You used to do some DJ.
Oh, MC. Oh,
I gotta let the audience get. They gotta know the skills, man.
Okay, so because I didn't know if I should go into. Y'all know me life is driving me crazy. They wish you are, they wish you doctor simply I miss me. Me yeah. try your thing about not just yeah. face me. Me, yeah. make me. I didn't know if you wanted me to go into that.
Nah, yeah, I need a little bit of that too.
or if you want the. Legend has it that I'm the hot type. The type of dude sneak up and I steal your spotlight. The way I rock tonight, you know it's a hot night. Stole the show. Now you bitching and crying. It's not right. Look, I cannot help this. I'm just a veteran. Just one of the many factors makes me the better man. Oops, you're panicking. Trying to come up with a better plan. Can't beat me, so join me. Let's get together, man. I live for popping big bottle champagne in the glass. Long legs, big chest. I'm feeling the ass. I made an admirable attempt. I'm trying to leave this alone, but it's like the pipe to Pookie. It's saying, come on, but you super whatever. I'm kryptonite. You know exactly what you're going to get tonight. It's fucked up. Our motherfuckers just lay down and die. But as for I insist on keeping it fly. You see, you want it rough, then rough it be. See, the customer's always right to me. How you want it? Tell me any time of day or night. See, the customer's always right. Stick and move. 101, stardom, what they want.
Yeah, that's the heat.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my first sip now because I just remembered August 13th, Central Park, Slick Rick.
Whoa, what's next for you, man? What's next for you? I know we got the major weekend coming up. What's next? Anything else outside of?
Yeah, August 13th, okay. Central Park. I know one artist is going to be on it, Slick Rick.
Whoa. Legendary.
Slick Rick. Big Slick Rick and Little Shinehead. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. That's all we need.
That's all I'm saying. I got a new pair of kicks because you can't find British walkers, but these is the perfect British walk. I'm going to be B-boyed out.
Yeah.
What? from rhymes to vines, my brother. Yeah. Mess around.
That's what's up, man. Any final shout-out, salutes to the family, to the home team, to the fans, to the supporters, man, that you want to just thank them and, like, literally give them their public flowers?
Yeah. Whole lot of them.
Yeah, man.
To my 42 years of support from the fans that I know and I don't know, I continue to say thank you. And I hope to be here for a long time to give you some more what you bargained for. If you want to find the Kingston 1255, DJ Papalote, Butterfly, and Shinehead, you can go to kingston12hi-fi.com where everything is at your access.
Yes, yes, yes. Stardom, you tuned in. You listened to my friend Shinehead, the legend himself. Thank you guys for tuning in, Shinehead. Like I said, man, we continue to support you, man, and many blessings to you.
Likewise.
We love your energy. Indeed. We love your vibe. We love your music. We love what you stand for. And continue to strive on and continue to lead this culture because we definitely need some more leadership and people like yourself continuing to pave the way and dropping that heat.
Yes, I am. Yes, sir. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah. I'll do that.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah, Stardom 101 Magazine, we appreciate you guys for tuning in for another episode of Music Matters. Make sure y'all check us out next week. As always, peace and we love you. Gone.
Yeah, gone.
Are you on the rise to stardom? Well, get featured in the next issue of Stardom 101 Magazine and promote your business or products today. Text MAG to 804-550-8647 or visit stardom101mag.net.
You're listening to the Stardom 101 Magazine podcast with Christopher Boykin. Be sure to subscribe and download this episode, and continue to listen to Stardom on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.